Really not much changed after looking at the video today. I think, you know, to the naked eye, didn't look much different on the video either. So I'll open it up for questions. Well, I think, you know, the transition game, you know, I think when you're coming off of those, whether they're fumbles or interceptions, you know, I think our guys, we practice that way. You know, we're scooping and scoring really incomplete passes now in practice. So working on that transition from offense to defense or defense to offense, you know, I think it's helped us, you know, really in the last 2 weeks. And I think better understanding, you know, our packages, you know, some of the schemes we're doing, you know, I think you're seeing that comfort level, you know, executed better. You know, I think guys are, you know where each other are supposed to fit and what they're supposed to do, in particularly in the coverage element.
When they ran Cam on the QB power on fourth and two, when a team tries to load up against one of your guys' strengths and that strength of your defense wins, what does that, you know, say about the defense that they're able to do that?
Well, you know, a lot of those quarterback runs, you know, they're hard to defend because they usually don't count the quarterback, you know, as far as gap fits and those types of things. And, you know, that's kind of coming into our league, but it can be expensive on quarterbacks too, you know, is when you expose them. I think, you know, the injuries are up, and, you know, I think some of it's to do with the type of offenses people are running now. And, you know, he's been nicked before, but it can be expensive, but it's a tough thing to defend. I think, you know, we just executed really well.
So, like, what does it say about Keem and Eddie that they were both able to kind of take?
Well, they're big guys. They take doubles, and, you know, both of them are powerful guys that did not give ground. And actually, when you first get doubled, a guy sits there for a minute, and then they come off to the linebacker. And on that split and on that come off, you know, they split the double team and made the play, which says a lot about their play and, you know, the aggressiveness with which they play.
What do you remember about Chris Winkie going 4-for-7 for you? I think it was 6 against the Falcons.
Yeah, I think that was probably when we didn't get much credit for this, but when we kind of invented the Wildcat, we played a running back at quarterback a lot that game. And back to what I'm trying to explain earlier is you do what you have to do to win. And you know, we controlled the clock. I think they were a good offense. They had Michael Vick at that time. He was a hard one to get off the field as well. So it you know, allowed us to run the ball pretty effectively, shorten the game, and get a W.
Was it Foster? Who was the Wildcat quarterback?
I think that was D'Angelo. Oh, we didn't call it Wildcat. We called it Memphis and Tiger, but it was the because he played at Memphis. But he had done that in college, and we utilized it quite a bit in that game.
All go on Football Reference, try and find all these games with so few passes.
You're blaming me. Yeah. No.
But Tebow, I mean, some of the Tebow games come up. Is there any, I mean, that's a very different situation between Tebow and what you've got going with that
trend. Yeah, I would say that. I think you guys took this and ran with it too, but I was saying from a non-football part, the hysteria was a little bit that way early in camp. I'm not comparing them as players.
First down yesterday offensively. What's your overall assessment of yesterday's
performance and where your offense is? Well, I think, you know, again, we're a work in progress. You know, I think a lot was made of the receiver position. I think we're learning more and more about those guys each week. You know, we made a change of quarterback 3 weeks ago. You know, had a couple O-line injuries we've kind of weathered. You know, I think we were close in the run game yesterday. Our stats weren't as, I don't know, as glowing as they have been, but you know, that defense is pretty good, in fact, really good. I think you know, we were really close on some of those runs, and you know, we just continue to work at that. You know, our passing game, I think we threw the ball 11 times. We were 4-7. I think we doubled the opposing quarterback's quarterback rating. I think we were at 101. They were about 54. They threw it 30. We threw it 7. All right, so. You know, it's a different formula, but we didn't turn it over. They turned it over twice. Those are the way you win football games.
Do you sense that's a formula that's week to week, or do you sense that will be the formula for you?
You know, all these, you know, that take on a different personality. The matchups are different. The offense is different. The defense is different. The kicking game is different. I mean, it changes. That's the exciting part about it. I know for me and the coaching staff and the players is, even though the routine might be the same, the opponent's completely different. The matchups are completely different. You know, playing on the road versus playing at home. Just a lot goes into each one of these things, and we're still early in that process as we, you know, get ready for New Orleans.
But that's just the kind of defense that can travel, right? That you can take on the road and win games.
Well, you can kind of take anybody on the road, but I think, you know, it'll be a tough matchup for our defense. They're, I believe, if not the number one, they're in the top five in offense. They can, you know, do it a variety of ways. I haven't really dug into them too deep at this point, but historically they're a very good offensive football team. And I think their defense has improved. You know, I think they've won four in a row, so they're a bit of a roll themselves. We're playing at their place. It'll be loud. I'm familiar with the place because I was in that division for 9 years. So it'll be a tough test. You know, we're early in that preparation.
When you have a game like you did yesterday, what's the communication like between you and Dowell? Because he joked with us last week that he's a quarterback guy. He likes to throw it. I mean, is there a situation where you have to tell him, no, we're gonna stick to the run?
Well, you know, I think there's some of that. You know, I'm not an offensive coordinator. I'm not a defensive coordinator. I'm not a special teams coordinator, but I coordinate all three. You know, so that's my job. So I'm very involved in all three phases of the game. That's what head coaches do. But, you know, a lot of that happens. I'm not telling them exactly what to do on game day. You know, we have game plans. But, you know, between now and Wednesday, you know, we have a lot of meetings and we have a lot of game prep. And that's when those game plans are set, you know, or through the week. You know, by game day, you're just, you know, you're executing the game plan. Right now we're formulating the game plan.
Your game plan, though, wasn't to only throw it seven times, I imagine.
Not particularly. I mean, when we only have 38 plays, you don't have that many options. You don't have that many opportunities. So I'd prefer we had more than 38 plays.
Mitch was kind of hard on himself after the game yesterday. When you look at a game like that, what can he take or how can he grow from something like that?
Well, there's a lot of different things that happen that happen that a lot of people don't see. You know, from where you slide to protection, how you point the protection, you know, maybe it could be a wrong point. You know, you're in trouble and you take a delay of game. Well, sometimes at quarterback, you need to do the next best thing. And the next best thing could be take a sack. Next best thing could be take a penalty. You know, we'd like to say that we'd like to end every offensive series with a kick. Preferably not punts every time, maybe an extra point or a field goal. But you know, again, what we've done well over the last 3 weeks is we haven't been a turnover machine, and that's given us a chance.
John, is it difficult to throw the ball effectively when you don't have that go-to wide receiver, or do you have a group that can kind of get it done by committee?
You know, I think, you know, again, it's all tough. You know, you're going against the best in the world at what they do, and that's from the coaching standpoint to the player standpoint. You know, like I said, we're still kind of, we're a work in progress, and that's not necessarily a problem. Actually, I think it's pretty good. Our guys are willing to work, and I think we'll improve. And, you know, really forget about statistics. The biggest one is we haven't turned it over, and so we've been able to win. Our yards don't win football games.
Now, what's the balance for you in teaching a young quarterback to be a smart player, to protect the ball consistently, but not take this such an extreme that
he
becomes risk-averse? How do you sort of get that balance?
Well, I think you just don't take a lot of risk. You know, I think a little bit like investing your money. You know, I don't know if you want to be 100% in tech stocks. You might want to have some bonds. You might want to have some money in cash. You know, because everything's risk-reward, including football.
And what's gotten into Kyle Fuller? Because I mean, he's played well all year, but we've never seen that aggressiveness or that attitude that he had yesterday, even when he was playing well, it was rare. We never really saw that. Is that just the growth, or what is it about him?
Well, I think he's gotten better. You know, I think it's kind of odd because we had him the first year in 15. I almost can't remember it, but, you know, he missed all last season. So he is playing well. I'm not disagreeing with you at all, but I think he's just gotten healthy. I think he's working very hard. And I think it's showing, which I think is great. It's great for him, great for us.
So you a diverse investor in real life?
I hope so.
I don't know if this came up after the game. Were you aware that was the year anniversary of Eddie Jackson's broken leg?
No, I don't even think he was aware of that. Those are kind of things you want to you want to forget, not keep track of anniversaries. But no, I wasn't. I heard about that, and I think somebody asked him in this press conference, and I don't think he knew about it.
You're remarkable, right? I mean,
it's a lot probably a lot brighter spot in his line of thinking than the other one.
Well, what kind of when you drafted him? You know, he was coming off a broken leg. What really attracted you guys to him as a player? And what was the thought that he could possibly be this good this early in his career?
Well, I think you do your research. I think our scouting department did a great job. I think we have some ties there in their program. I think the only reason he went where he did was because of the broken leg and because of some of the things he wasn't able to participate in, in the evaluation process. So, I think our scouting department, hats off to them. They did a great job of finding him, and he's got great football makeup, and he's learned our system very quickly.
What does it do to a team when they can't run the ball against you guys? Psychologically as much as it is.
Yeah, I don't know how much psychological, but you do try to want to get somebody one-dimensional. You know, when they're able to do both when they want, that usually makes for a long day. So I think, in all these things, you try to make the opponent one-dimensional. And, because of the type of run scheme, we hadn't seen a lot of it up to this point in the season. So I think our guys, our coaches did a good job. And I think our guys did a good job of adapting, understanding what they were doing and executing it.
You mean like the power stuff?
Well, it's just a quarterback run threat. It's not an everyday thing that happens in our league. So, Cam's big, physical, and I think he was probably their leading rusher yesterday.
Given that you are a work in progress, what gives you belief that the passing game can be unlocked a little bit more as we go forward in the next 10 weeks?
Well, I think just in situations that you've seen, whether it was game one, I'm talking about with Mitch, against Minnesota, a very, very fine defense, to go on the road against a very opportunistic defense in Baltimore, and then a very, very good defense, yesterday. It's not like, he's had any cupcakes as far as the defense he's gone up against. And there's been enough flashes there that you see bright things, whether it was the 3rd-and-11 to put us in field goal range in Baltimore, or a couple of the passes he made in the first half in the Minnesota game, albeit we might have shot ourselves in the foot with some of it, but on the run. And then yesterday, just keeping his composure and, like I said, doing the next best thing. Everything ended in a kick, which isn't a bad day, even though statistically it might not have said that. But, for our team's opportunity to win, I think it was very good. All right. Thank you.